Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 24. That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. Have you ever wrestled with someone stronger than you? Maybe your dad or an older brother. You give it your all, but you know deep down they could finish you off any time. That's Jacob's story. He's about to meet Esau, the brother he cheated years ago. After hearing that Esau is coming to meet him with 400 men, Jacob is terrified. And tonight, he is alone. Until, out of the dark, someone grabs him. Leg sweeps, punches, twists, holds. They grapple all night. Not until daybreak did Jacob realize he wasn't wrestling with a man. He was wrestling with God. That's how God often works. Jacob had a rather successful life, but for much of it, he relied on his own strength and schemes. But when he was weak, that's when God came and wrestled with him. When life blindsides us with sickness or stress, it's not always a bad thing. When we're the weakest, that is often the best opportunity to wrestle with God. He comes into our weakness, and he doesn't finish us off. Rather, he lets us cling to him. Not only does God come to us when we face weakness, but he chose to become weak for us. Whether it was in the manger at his birth or on the cross at his death, Jesus looked anything but strong. The fact that he was conceived, born, suffered, died, and buried shows just how far he was willing to go so that we might grab onto him. So, don't let go. Wrestle with God in your weakness, whatever it is, and be reminded of his willingness to become weak for us. For in him, and only in him, will we find strength, forgiveness, and life. Lord, thank you for meeting me in my weakness. Teach me to cling to you when my strength is gone. In Jesus, I know I am blessed. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.